Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
With Zach and Jess.
Ooh, hello!
Hello! What is? Ooh, it's such a beautiful
music. I know, this
is
really nice. This is like a wind chime bringing us in. This
welcome to our meditation retreat.
Yeah. Gently find a place to sit with your feet on the ground.
Focus on your breath.
Gently
bring your awareness
find
to the
place.
Things around you.
Yes, that's right. And just like things bob on the top of the ocean, but other things just be the top of the ocean.
Just couldn't have said it better myself. Just like things on the top, be the top of the ocean.
Be the top of the ocean. No,
this is off
no,
the
wait,
music.
Be the bottom of the ocean.
Be all any part of the ocean that you want to be. The ocean is big, and there's room enough for everyone.
This
stop
is off book,
the
improvised
ocean.
Ocean.
This is off book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got Brett on the fret. Brett Morris, engineer, and on the guitar, we got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings, wind chiming it.
We got Wicks on the sticks, Dana Wickens on the stickens playing the drums, also our producer.
We got Karate Bird, we got male person Stacy, but we also have two guests. Oh yeah, baby, we got two guests.
They are the hosts of a brand new podcast coming to Earwolf.
Here on Earwolf. Episodes every Monday.
Out now.
The hosts of How Did This Get Played? It's Heather
Ann
Campbell
and Nick Weiger.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
was a terrible mistake. No.
You're contractually obligated to do this show. Oh, it's not a mistake. God. You have
You're
to
locked
be
in. Oh,
Heather, I did it once before. I'll walk you through it. I will say it is enormously stressful. I had anxiety about it all weekend.
Oh, I know, Nick.
But hey, we're just going to jump in.
Nick, you did such a great job.
Such a wonderful job.
Oh, thanks.
And Heather, I will say, criminally late on our behalf having you on the
it
show.
It is true.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. I would not have done this without Nick as my, what do you call it? A net that catches a trapeze?
Safety net.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, if I'm your safety net in the improv context, you are in trouble.
Everybody's net.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll just do a big net show.
Yeah.
I will say that I auditioned for a television improvised show that I landed the role on, and they said that I could play every game except the musical ones, which I was not allowed to play.
Whoa!
I had an audition for same improv show.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and Jess was there, same. So she watched this happen. I fully effed up the musical improv portion of this audition, which is something that is basically inexcusable for me to do.
Right.
It was like I had to do like a 2-couplet rhyme, and I just had too much time to think about it, and my brain imploded on itself, and I couldn't pull it off.
You did great.
You did great.
But they also made a lot of it musical, which I was like,
yeah.
This is probably for no end.
Anyway, this is a safe, happy space where nothing is wrong.
Where everyone's in a net.
And right. Everyone's in a net.
You guys are both. The two of you are such, I'd characterize you as fearless performers, but there must be some things that you get a little bit anxious or uncomfortable about. Is there anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything in particular that come to mind is like, oh, this is a thing I fret about.
Okay, Nick, I know you host now 2 podcasts, but.
We'll ask the question.
We'll ask the question.
All right, sorry. Jeez.
Well, I'm kidding. But it's I'm such absolutely a good kidding. Question. I was entranced by it. I was like, Nick's so good at this.
Nick's so good at the seamless transition. Yeah.
I think probably short. Now Zach and I have been doing some. Shows around town doing our written music,
right,
which is fun. But earlier, a few years ago, when I was throwing even more different spaghetti at the wall in Los Angeles, I occasionally got booked on stand-up shows by myself to do nobody wanted character work, so that was horrible and I hated that.
Right.
I love freestyle rapping. The second it becomes a competition, it stresses me the hell out.
Oh, when someone is just going to barrage you with personal insults?
It's not even the insults.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
When other people are judging it, and it becomes not just to see how good you can do it, when it becomes a winning thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've won plenty, but don't get me wrong. I'm good at it.
Zach has won freestyle rap battles at a comedy theater.
Yeah. Let me have this.
It's yours. I just really want to make sure we understand the context.
Yeah. I've won nothing battles against comedians and not actual rappers.
Right.
But for some reason, the second it's a competition, it stresses me out.
I have a question that will sound like a non sequitur, but it's real.
Okay.
Do either of you have cats?
Yes. 2.
You have 2?
No cats, but
no cats.
But Zach really has 2 cats.
Then you definitely have Toxoplasma gondii, which gives you a much shorter pathway of fear in your brain, which is why you might enjoy something like this that upsets everyone else.
Okay, wait. So my I have a fear comes and goes quicker.
So cats have a parasite in them that humans get,
now
and
I got it
reduces
it now.
Your fear response.
Okay.
Mm. Which they evolved so that mice would run out of their holes and be less afraid of cats, and then you would
and
eat the mice.
Killed.
But when humans get it, they just get a little bit more brave.
Okay.
Whoa, that's really...
That's fascinating.
Yeah, if you have too much of it, though, you become crazy.
you start jumping off of cliffs.
I've said it before, I'll say it again, Zach, don't get more cats.
Okay. But what if... Okay. But what if I foster them and then they go live with someone else? Does that count?
Mm-mm. Well, I don't know. Okay. I can't. I like you fearless.
Does the more cats I have, do I get a little bit less afraid with each new cat and each new part of their...
You've heard the concept crazy cat lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they have so many cats that they don't have the same social responses as everybody else.
And they're so brave now.
Right. They're so brave. They're crazy, speaking their mind.
Yes. Crazy cat lady is famously speaking truth to power all the time. We cut to I don't want to give labels, but it's a crazy cat lady's house. And boy, does she have a lot of cats.
And her phone rings. Hello, please pick up. Please pick up the phone. The time has come and we need you. The secret agency.
Is this Jeremy?
I can't.
Is this my nephew Jeremy?
Aunt Patty, yes, this is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
But please don't use my real name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We called because you're the bravest one, though some have called you insane.
That's rude.
We know that the label can be flippant.
Yeah.
And actually you operate without fear, and you're the only one who can save us. That destiny is clear. What is courage except having so many cats?
So many cats.
And now your country needs you at its back. What is courage except having a lot of cats? And now your country needs you. Will you have our back?
I mean, sure, Jeremy, I'll do whatever you need. But I'm kind of busy right now. I'm here with my friends, Barbara and Janine, and we're playing spades. So hopefully the country can wait. Honestly, I'm very good at spades, and this day is going great.
My name is Barbara.
This is Barbara putting on speakerphone.
I'm one of her cats. All the other land is hearing is meows.
Meow, meow.
I'm a person because she's lost her mind.
Oh, Barbara, you're so funny.
But her country needs her right now.
And I'm the other cat. I think I've almost got this game down pat. The rules are confusing, but I'll be so good at that. If I could just figure out what numbers and letters.
Janine won. I thought I was winning, but Janine won. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this has been a hard time for the agency, but I want to preface that each and every agent in this department is doing a wonderful job at keeping our country safe. That said, we have outsourced some of the missions that are coming up later to people that are a little bit, how do I put this? Braver than the three of you. Whoa. Does that make sense?
We talking NSA? We talking CIA?
No, sort of CIV.
Boss.
IL.
Boss.
IAN. Civilians.
Boss.
Yes?
Boss, are we talking, did you give the limitless drug to someone?
No.
Did somebody get the limitless drug and it wasn't any of us?
First of all, Carter.
Is this because I shot that kid?
No, Taylor, it's not because you shot that kid. Although I will say again, everyone is trying to move past it, and you keep bringing it up.
I looked him right in the face. I don't know what I was thinking. I was so scared in that alley.
Yeah.
And I saw him pull out what was clearly a sandwich.
Sure.
I said, drop the gun, and I shot him.
Yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah, boss. First answer the limitless question, then also we've asked several times for Jenkins to be removed.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not up to me. He's definitely, I mean, I did what I could do, which
right.
is take away his gun, put him on desk duty, sort of, strongly suggest he quit.
Right. He's been saying he's named Taylor, right? But we know his real identity. He was Jenkins. He was fired from a local police department. And
About firing, I fired a gun.
Yeah straight at a kid. I think it disrupts these meetings. We're just like...
Intensely, I'd say.
Is the limitless drug real?
Yes, but we're not supposed to talk about it. I was going to say, Carter.
I thought that
I
was just
a movie.
I told
you that in confidence. We don't talk about the limitless drug.
I just thought maybe the civilians were getting the limitless drug, and that's why they were so brave.
Look, we found a sort of sector of the population that is incredibly brave. They got some sort of... I don't really understand the science behind it. Their cats gave them some sort of...
Parasite.
Parasite, that's what it is. Yeah. And the more cats they have, the more the sort of parasite acts strongly, and they're very, very brave, and we can basically send them on whatever missions, and their fear response doesn't kick in. Now, the other... They're not trained.
This is making me so mad that my wife is allergic. If only I had cats in the house,
I'd
be braver. Maybe. Instead, we only have geckos, and we ask our kids to take care of the geckos, but I don't think it's building the same sort of responsibility as like a bigger animal that a kid has to take care of. When I was a kid, I had to take care of goats and chickens and dogs and cats and a mule. And my kid, what is he dealing with? A gecko?
I mean, that's on you, Carter. If you wanted
to have... It's on my wife because of her allergies, boss!
He's allergic to cats, not allergic to all other animals at the same time.
Well, we don't have the space for anyone else on the list.
Okay, that's fair.
No good kid has asthma. We can have cats in the house. You know what we have?
What, Michaels?
A Furby.
Oh,
we have a Furby.
Still, it still works?
It still works.
At least get your kid a dang gecko.
I'm not upgrading him to anything new. That Furby still works. We still got plenty of D batteries. He's sticking with that Furby if he's not going to get me a damn cat.
You're waiting for your child to get you a pet?
I want him to get over his asthma and tolerate a cat in the home so I can get this limitless drug, this organic limitless
drug
that
comes
from cats.
Tell you what, here's what we'll do. I'm going to get some office cats that you won't have to deal with your children's or wife's allergies at home.
You would do that for us, boss?
I shouldn't be around children.
No, there's no children.
If you're talking about
Jenkins,
bringing kids into this office.
Jenkins will not.
Taylor Jenkins, it's just...
Bringing any...
Cats.
There's no kids. Yes, just cats.
All right.
And where did you get... Give me that gun. That's a second gun that I didn't see before. Give me that one.
Why don't you just take my badge while you're at it?
Yeah, really? I will. I tried to last time and said...
No way, Jose.
Boss, this is making the chain of authority so confusing if you can't actually take his badge.
I can't physically take it. I don't know where... He keeps doing weird close
and
sleight
of hand
magic.
And that's how it works? That's how it works? If we could just whoop the badge away from you?
Well, you take his badge. Try it. Try to take his badge. I've been trying for a literal month. He's got like close-up magic that he's going on. He keeps pulling it out from behind my ear. One time it came out of his mouth. It was crazy. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. He's not allowed on the street. But I just can't take his physical badge.
I'm looking at that badge. You know, I've never really said. I try to keep my distance from Jenkins at these meetings, but does it say Men in Black International? Is this like a promotional badge from a Hollywood movie?
Yeah, did you get this when you ordered a pizza or something? Some sort of tie-in product?
So like an Arby's thing? You get like a combo and they give you a free badge?
You want me to tell you where I got the badge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day, badge, down in the streets, I saw my reflection in a mirror, I look really mean,
reflection.
I went into a store, they were running a promotion, drink 5 Slurpees and you can be a cop from outer space,
drink 5 Slurpees and you can be a cop from outer space, they said, drink 5 Slurpees and you can be a cop from outer space.
As long as you drink the Slurpee and you wear this badge that promotes this place.
If you drink 5 Slurpees, you can be a cop from outer space.
From outer space. So I drank those Slurpees and I
Slurpees.
Went up to the counterman.
Counterman.
And I said, hey buddy, it looks like I'm your spaceman now. He gave me a badge and I hit the ground.
What?
I busted all the aliens. All around my city town.
Drink 5 Slurpees and you can be a cop from outer space. Drink 5 Slurpees and you can be a cop from outer space. Everyone's trying to hit the ground. Alien justice all over the place. If you drink 5 Slurpees, you can be a cop. turn and...
Boss, this is worse than even we had talked about. Jenkins is just stealing badges from convenience stores, no doubt. Not really stealing, I guess he earned it by slurping a Slurpee down.
Also not a real badge, yes, 5 Slurpees. We're sure you're incredibly proud.
But I think there's an element that we have got to see.
What's that, Michael?
Oh, that crazy cat lady is here in front of me.
What?
And Taylor Jenkins has had his mind broken by felines. And if he'll take the mission, I think he would just do fine.
Hold on. Taylor Jenkins, I didn't ask you, I only asked them. Do you perchance have any cats in your apartment?
After I shot that kid, okay, I went straight to the pound. I got 15 cats and now they're all around.
He drank 5 Slurpees and now he's a cop from outer space. He also has 15 cats, so many cats all over the place. First he drank 5 Slurpees, now he's a cop from outer space. Also has 15 cats, cats all over the place. Against my better judgment, here's your gun back.
That's right.
Actually, you know what? No, give me that back.
I got it now. It's, yeah, I hit
give it back.
It's,
wait, where'd it go? How did you do that? Okay, you can keep... I don't like that you have a gun, but you have it now, so don't use it and stay...
Boss,
stay in
this
here.
This can't be... You have to have a much firmer hand on this agency.
I know.
You're treating him like your stepchild. Like right. You're too afraid to have real boundaries because you care too much about how he feels about you.
Well, he's bigger and stronger than I am, and also I do care how he feels about me.
All right, well, I think probably you should just take his weapons for sure.
Okay, you try it.
Okay, here, I got it.
How did you do it so easy?
I just took it from behind his
okay,
ear.
Okay, well, you give it to me.
I took some close-up magic. Okay,
no, give it to
go.
Me.
Okay.
Give it. Give it.
Why aren't you taking it?
Oh, you did. Sorry, I was just so used to being bullied, I assumed you weren't going to let go of it, but you did immediately.
All right, I think we should transfer Jenkins to the cat lady unit. That's probably the best for all of
You're
us.
You're going to partner me up with my history?
Not just partner. Partners.
It's a whole team.
Wait,
don't you know?
Hold what? No, I didn't. So there's multiple cat ladies?
Yeah.
And then me?
An elite squad.
Yeah, an elite squad of multiple cat ladies and also you. It's called the Cat Five. Are you familiar?
You're going to be the fifth.
Okay. You're the fifth.
It was. We were waiting to get the fifth.
Oh, sorry. Right. Hold on. One of them broke their hip. It's going to be called the Cat Four. I got an email. One of them has broken their
hip.
Wait,
but actually, Agent Jeremy, he sort of captains the squad. So it's like the Cat Five, even though he himself is not a cat lady.
Right.
Right, but there's still four people. So what do you want
to
call it?
I know, but he's kind of a team captain. Just doing his...
Okay, so it's the Cat Three...
No,
there's four people total.
No, not including Jeremy.
Jeremy's the fifth.
He's
so
the
he's
fifth.
That would be the Cat Five.
Hey, okay. Michaels, I feel like you and I have been filling out reports for weeks about how we feel like Boss really doesn't have a handle on things. And yet
I'm really trying to understand what y'all are telling me, and I think I'm close, but I'm not quite there yet.
You don't understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you I shot a kid.
No, I understand that. It's the math of the people.
Yeah, it's really simple.
Yeah.
When we decided on this team, we said the Cat Five was a really good name.
Right.
And so we filled out those people so that we could have that name be the same. But then this person just broke their hip. But also Jenkins is joining because he does the trick. But we can still call it the Five if we refer to the captain who was not previously counted in the team as part of the team. So we have now the Cat Five.
Got it.
Cat ladies and one captain keeping us alive. We now have the Cat Five. Cat ladies and one captain keeping us all alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Training. So thank you. This is my Aunt Patty.
Hello.
And filling us out, we have
My name is Regina.
This is Regina.
Hi,
Regina.
Regina, all right.
I'm Jenkins.
Oh yes, Jenkins joining us, and we also have
my name is Wendella.
Yes, Wendella. Wendella.
Regina, Wendella, and Jenkins.
And Patty, and plus me, Jeremy. And we make the cat five.
Hold on, Jeremy, are you in the cat five?
Are you in the cat five?
Well, I feel like I'm in the cat five as the leader of the team.
Are you a crazy cat lady?
No, but I feel like it still applies, don't you think?
No, I think that if he's the leader of the cat five, then he is a so different thing. He's not in the cat five, he just leads the cat five. I think you can sort of relate it, you see, to Splinter isn't one of the Ninja Turtles. What would you call the organization he's a part of? Well, I guess he's not part of not the Ninja.
Well, here's what I'd say. Isn't it kind of also like, maybe in the Avengers, most of them have skills given them by fate. But Iron Man made a big suit, but he's still like super, he is more than great.
Oh, so you get to be Iron Man? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, like, I'm kind of like the Iron Man of the Cat Five.
Okay, you can be the Iron Man one. Who do I get to be?
You could be like when the Jackson 5 were actually 9 little kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 kids singing on stage. Yeah, you're one of the 4 extra kids.
I'd like to be the Musketeer who was played by one of the Baldwins in one of the adaptations.
Sure. These are all.
And together we're the Cat 5.
Side of the Pacific Ocean.
Rough. These waters are rough.
Bark.
Woof.
Boat dogs assemble.
Woof.
Bark.
Bark.
Ruff. They're sending a crack team after us. I've intercepted their communications.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what you got, Spot.
Yeah, right. Throw us a bone, Spot.
All right. There's sort of a...
Don't make us beg for it, Spot.
No, all right. Hold on. Hold on.
Who's a good boy, Spot? Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy.
Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy.
I'm a good boy. You're a good boy.
But I'm also a bad boy.
Yeah,
we're all bad boys. We're bad boys that are also good boys.
Oh, we're good boys. We're good boys at being bad boys.
We're good at being bad boys.
We're good at being bad.
Oh, we're so good at being bad.
At being bad.
Walking on a leash, but I'm pulling at that leash at the very least. And I'm jumping over neighbors' fences if fences are to be had. Why do I good it? I'm so good at being bad.
You don't know, because nothing is your own decision. You got free will, oh no.
We're bad boys, but we're good at being bad boys. Bad boys, but we're good at being bad boys. Bark all day, cause we're good at making bad noise. We're bad boys, but we're good at being bad boys.
You know, when I'm home, and I'll find a guy, and I'll go ahead and I'll be humping on his thigh. I don't care if I'm supposed to call him master. I'll put a mess on the floor and make a dookie disaster.
I'll make a dookie on your lawn or in your sink. How'd that dog get up on your sink? It was easier than you think. Oh, look, I got the stepladder, cause I'm such a handsome lad. How did I use the stepladder? I'm good at
ever. Bad boys, but we're good at being bad boys. Bad boys, but we're good at being bad boys.
Jenna and toys, having all the joys and making bad noise.
We're bad boys, but we're good at being bad boys.
What will happen when the bad boys, the dogs on the boat dogs, come into collision with the Cat Five?
Find out when we return to the second half of The Cat Five and the Bad Boys, the musical.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back. When we last left, an elite team was starting training. Will that be enough to help them stop the bad boys, the dogs on a boat, from whatever their nefarious plan is? Find out when we return to the second half of
The Cat Five
and The Bad Boys, the musical.
I just think it would be best if we take a break every once in a while in the training to learn more about each other. Because if we're going to be working close together, I want to know, what's your favorite holiday? If you had to rank crepes, pancakes, and waffles, what order is it? And let's throw in French toast there, too.
That's my choice of holidays.
Those are two separate questions, Regina. But, ooh, yes, that's better. Now that I think about it.
I got worried I wasn't celebrating Crepe Day.
Am I supposed to get my husband something for pancakes?
I mean,
he passed away 20 years ago.
Oh, well, see, that's a good thing for me to know. See, I never had a husband.
I've never had a crepe.
Oh.
I had a son.
You did?
Yeah. Saw him in an alley one day. Saw him eating a sandwich.
The person that you shot with a gun, who you were so afraid when you saw him, was your son?
It was my own son.
God.
You murdered your son?
No, when you do it in the line of duty, it's not called murder.
Sometimes it is.
It's called an accident.
Well,
I shot my own son.
Sometimes it's called manslaughter.
Yes, okay. Sometimes I'm like, well, I wish it were.
Sometimes,
boy,
right.
Basically all the time. And also, didn't you say he was holding a sandwich?
Yeah, he was holding a sandwich, and I thought it was a weapon. I said, drop it.
But every time you tell the story, you say, what was clearly a sandwich.
Yeah, you
sort of emphasize that part
that you
of it.
Knew that it was a sandwich.
I just thought of a fun thing. And it's not so much fun as much as it is a good idea.
Okay,
what
Patty.
If we were a squad that doesn't have any guns?
What? No, how would we kill kids?
Kindness? Wait a minute, hold on.
That's not what the Cat Five, although I think we all wish he was called the Cat Four, and we feel like Jeremy's just really voicing him his way in.
Right. Should we invite him over here? He's over there by the vending machine.
I'm trying not to listen.
Are you, Jeremy? Because you seem to chime in pretty on key right there.
How does that aid the mission in any way?
Well, I'm just trying. I'm letting you bond and making sure that you feel like you can have your own, you know, sort of autonomy. You know, sometimes I feel like the Hulk needs time with out Iron Man.
Which
there.
One of us is the Hulk?
I think that and I've only seen the second Avengers, Age of Ultron.
You just saw the second one.
I saw Age of Ultron on a plane.
The only movie in the Marvel Universe that I've seen is Ant-Man versus the Wasp.
Oh, okay. So we've both only seen
the
some
only one
sequels.
I've seen is the Ed Norton Hulk, which does count.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
I saw them all. I promised my son I would.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I sit there with an empty seat next to me, and I think, why'd I shoot my son? Why?
I think we all would.
I knew it was a sandwich.
I'm trying not to listen, but,
Jeremy, just come over here.
Okay. I do need to call this break over because we just received a transmission and we need to be boarding a plane immediately.
How did it come in? Was it a text message?
I got it over a secret communication device that doesn't exist for civilians yet?
Oh, did we book the travel yet? Because I have sky miles, so if we can fly on Delta, I would like to accumulate some sky miles.
I have a AAA discount and an AARP discount.
I appreciate that. Great, great input from everyone. We're going to be going on a supersonic jet.
Oh, thank God. You said Sue, and I thought you were going to say school bus, and I was like, I can't get on a school bus.
You thought Sue was the start of school bus?
I heard. We're going to take a and I was like, oh, don't say school bus. Don't say school bus.
Everyone, I know we've all been working really hard, so I have good news for you. The supersonic jet isn't going to be ready for another 45 minutes, and in that time, you do get to hang out in the supersonic jet lounge.
Ooh.
That's fun.
I like
that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right this way.
Ooh, look at these amenities. Oh,
what a spread.
This is nice. Look, there's iced tea in a big bucket.
That's right.
They have a shower here?
The agency spares no expense. Before we go out to save the world, why not take the buffet? Take your plate for a twirl.
Full buffet.
This is your time to relax and unwind. You've earned it with miles and miles and time. It's the supersonic jet lounge.
Supersonic jet lounge.
The supersonic jet lounge.
Supersonic jet lounge.
Luxury,
even more than I can handle. Here's a man to polish my shoes, even though I'm wearing sandals.
Over here, there's a dude giving a massage, and it's a guy who'll take you to prom wearing a corsage.
They got macaroni and cheese, beans and tomatoes. You can fit it all on as many plates as you want to stock up. It's all the food you can get. Put it in your belly and then get on that jet.
It's the supersonic jet lounge. Supersonic jet lounge.
Oh, they do have peanut tea.
Take some cookies for the road.
I will. I'll put some in my bag.
Look, Wendella, they have a crepe station. You can finally try one.
I'm sorry, Wendella. There's no time.
Oh, no! There's no time for me to make a crepe for you, Wendella. Huh. I will make it so fast. Wendella, come on. You have never had a crepe before?
Thin. You are the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
Oh, merci.
He's naked.
Well, of course, you cannot make a traditional crepe if your body is adorned with the rags of history and the weight of the sins of the past.
That man is naked.
Yes, I am a naked man in the supersonic jet lounge. Here to make a crepe for you, Wendella.
For me? Wendella?
He's completely naked.
Very, very
yes,
well
I am
endowed.
Nude in sort of traditional sense of crepe making. I am letting my beets and bobs fly in the wind like so many kites on Arbor Day.
No one ruined this for me. This is the best moment of my whole life.
Wendell. I want to look away. He's just
you need
he's a naked man.
Not avert your eyes if you are drawn to look at my bish and kebabs. They are all here for your viewing pleasure.
It's like barely a centimeter above that searing hot crepe.
Oh my gosh,
yes,
we
I am standing on a stool behind it so that my torso is a little bit higher than the plate that's going
Wendella, on. Wendella, please, we do not have time for this. Jeremy, I must!
Wendella, there is just one decision for you to make when deciding what kind of crepe you'll have from me. Sweet or savory, you could have a savory crepe with eggs and fromage. It will bombard your senses like a beautiful barrage. You can have a sweet crepe just like a dream, with some strawberries and also whipped cream. This savory crepe might have pomme de terre, some cut up potatoes just shuffled in there. And yes, this sweet crepe has an anana, that's a banana, and you'll love it because no matter what kind of crepe you choose, Windella.
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 This crepe is for you.
Nutella one?
Yes, everyone gets the Nutella one.
Thank you, and I love you, and I have to go save the world.
I love you. Come back to me, Windella. I will see you again one day.
He got hard at the end.
He got completely.
Yes, view right me in my erect bing bing bong. It is here for everyone to see.
Spot. Spot. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, Fido?
I'm sorry to report that I got a bing bing bong on our thing.
Do I have a bing bing bong?
No. I got a bing bing bong on our thing. You know, the one that goes bing, bing. Oh. And then when it gets too close, it goes bong. Bong.
We got the bing bing and the bong?
Yeah, I got the bing bing and the bong.
Fido, are you sure it's a bing bing bong?
Of course he's sure, Rover. He's great at checking the bing bing bong.
I follow the bing. Oh, there's a bing. And there's a bing. And then all of a sudden, it's a bong! And here it is! It's right above us. If you look up, you can barely see it. It's got, like, panels on the bottom that make it look like it's clouds. It's really clever.
Hmm.
It's really hard to determine which part is plane and which part's clouds because we can't see in color.
It sure is.
It's so hard.
Sight is also not sort of the main way we navigate through the world.
Yeah, you smell!
Right. And intellectually, I don't quite understand what clouds are. I sort of see just, like, a weird, differently colored... Yeah. Shape in the
no,
sky.
No, same.
Oh,
same,
you know what
same.
I think it is?
What?
It's those, the weird birds you can't catch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what those
yeah,
are.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. When you go to reach for them and they're actually very far and almost not, you can't really see
them. I'm not sure how close I'm getting to them. It feels close. Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of navigating by smell.
What? Yeah.
What's the best smell you smelled today?
Oh. I was out on a walk and there was a...
Walk?
Did you say walk? I was out on a walk, and there was a rubber glove on the floor, or like on the ground, like, and it was covered in mud.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it smelled great.
Oh yeah.
I was on like a little walk up on the decks, and I smelled someone from the other layers. They had thrown out some of their trash, and I had a crab, but the crab was also on an apple core.
Oh wow!
So it was like really wild.
I was on a patch of grass. I don't even know what was there, but oh man, there's, you know, that patch of grass that we keep on part of the boat.
Yeah.
In the back.
Yeah.
And I just had to roll around in that because something there was good. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but it was a good smell.
I was laying in one spot for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up, I smelled the place I was laying.
Oh yeah?
And I could smell myself, but it, like, it was a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes your own smell is the best smell of all.
Yeah.
Cause it smells like home. And it smells like you. It smells like the things you like and all of the things you do.
It smells like you.
Uh-huh.
And it smells like something you smelled before.
I love to get high on my own
was taking a little whiff around the block. And I was out on my daily work. And I saw what I thought was another dog. But it was my reflection on a puddle near a log. And I thought I smelled just so damn good I could take a bite of me. I wish there wasn't just one, but maybe two or three. If I was myself and another dog,
okay, yeah,
just conceptually, I think my jaw would be a gong.
You'd be getting high on your own supply. And by own supply, I mean me.
Talking about a world where there were more multiples of me, like there was
some sort of situation like multiplicity.
You'd get high on your own supply.
And by
own supply,
you mean me, your multiplicity.
It was my master's favorite movie before I ate his face like bad dogs do. Oh, we all have gone through killing our masters, cause that's how we became bad dogs.
Can I get a roo roo from everyone that ate the person that raised you? Roo roo! Oh, you know it's true, and we love to
get high on our own supply.
Oh no, that bing bong is a bong bong that's like right here.
Okay.
Oh, okay, it's right there,
now
Spot.
It's time to enact the plan we've had all along.
Yeah,
chase.
See, yes, a thing we don't like.
Tails.
Chase our tail. Growl at the thing we don't like, and then chase our tail.
All right, everyone, take your positions. We're about to board this ship.
Okay, well, Wendella's sort of texting someone over there.
Wendella, please. And I want you, I love you so much. And
Wendella is now, I think, in a committed relationship with that naked, well-endowed Frenchman.
Her font size is so large on her screen that I can read everything from across the room.
How did you do that?
I could do that for any of you if you needed that font changed.
Someone told
phone.
Me I have to go into accessibility, but I can't find that
it's
part.
Here, I'll do it for you.
Okay. And thank you, Jeremy.
There you go, Aunt Patty.
I can read all of it now.
Oh, I don't have an iPhone. I have a Google.
Oh.
Can you do it with a Google?
Can you do it with a Google?
Let me see.
Okay, here you go.
It's less intuitive for me immediately, but yep, here you go.
Oh, I can read it now.
Can you change a background on a phone?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a picture of you shooting your son.
How did you get like that photo?
This is real proof. This is just real proof.
I walk every time I get a phone call. I get so sad.
How did you even set it to that in the first place?
I was fumbling around and I long pressed, I think, or something.
Give me your phone. It's a GIF, and you can see his mouth say, "It's a sandwich."
Okay.
Yes, and then pull the trigger.
Taylor Jenkins, maybe stay in the ship.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to pull Iron Man and say, you have to stay on the ship.
No, no.
And then as soon as we get back, I'm taking you to prison.
No,
so sorry, but this GIF will hold up in a court of law.
Please,
this
please.
Is evidence of capital murder.
I've been confessing to the crime for 10 years.
That's true. Your old boss, feel like several letters must have been filed about your old boss, but Cat 4.
No, come on.
One last ride with the Cat 5.
Okay, fine.
But only because we need the bravery of all four of you. We need you to take down these dogs. It should be fairly easy. They're just chasing their own tails.
Wait, that was the mission to take down some dogs?
That was their plan to chase tails?
We didn't know how. They were dogs who managed to eat their masters and captain a ship. We assumed that they had some sort of high level of intelligence,
you know,
and sentience.
It's so tricky when you see someone do something unexpected. I feel like the impulse is to be like, oh, they're a mastermind. They're playing three-dimensional chess, when sometimes they just did an unexpected thing. And
right.
There's no sort of
long-term
plan.
I feel like maybe
plan.
These dogs just ran on a boat.
Yeah. Murdered some people and ran on a boat.
Ran on a boat.
Yeah.
But just in case, we need the elite team of the Cat Five to stop them.
But that's crazy. We're cat people by nature. I don't know how to deal with a dog.
I don't know the first thing about dogs.
What do I have to? Can I pick it up?
Yes.
Can I? Will it claw on the sofa?
Well, I'm sorry. I guess we should have focused on this in training some more. I didn't realize, but. A dog is kind of like a cat,
okay.
After all. Both need to be fed and cared for, and can play with a ball.
I see.
Dogs and cats aren't so different. If you work down to the core, they might care when you walk home through the door. But if you get worried and don't know what to do, take what good thing you would do to a cat and do the opposite, it's true. 'Cause when you're with a bad dog who needs to be put in his place, you will always know what to do if you trust and embrace. You have that courage from a parasite.
Climb down it slowly. Why does this very high-tech ship only have a rope ladder? Isn't there a better? Never mind, I'm going down. Okay. Whee! These dogs are bad, and I'm sure of that. So I'll just have to treat them all like they were bad cats. So here's a spray bottle, and I'll spray them in the face. I'm sure dogs hate water, and it will put them in their place.
Oh, good, a drink. But also, what am I supposed to look at? What am I to focus on? I like these small sips, but I'm confused about what I should do. You have the pain.
Okay, I think I have a plan. What's something I would do for a cat? I'd make them use a litter box. Let's see if this dog knows how to respond to a litter box.
Tiny rocks that smell like a smell I've never smelled before.
I wanna dig in these rocks.
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 You're getting distracted.
I wanna dig in these rocks. Digging these rocks. And here's me, Wendella, one more saver. How about we put in that box of litter this laser?
Bark. I can't concentrate on chasing my tail with that red bug running around.
I wanna get that red bug, and I also wanna dig in these rocks, and I like those small sips, but they confuse me.
Wait, can you see this as red as well? Can you perceive the color red? Because I just realized that's the first color I've ever seen.
I wanted to give it a name, and it felt right. Whoa!
things are either red or not red, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing it. They're getting confused.
So tired.
I'm ready to take a little nap.
Yeah,
I need to. I'm gonna put myself down
for a nap.
Oh, whoa, buddy, no!
Don't put yourself.
No, I'm gonna put myself.
So many reasons to live.
I'll put myself down
for a nap.
Be careful.
For
good. Okay, good.
For good.
Congratulations, ladies. Somehow you did it. You just tired out those bad dogs.
Oh my gosh. There's a nuclear warhead on this boat.
Good. See, we were right to fear them.
Okay.
I was like honestly getting worried that I was going to go home and write up this report and I was going to look like such a fool. But amazing. Oh, if only we... Well, is it armed?
It's armed.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely. It's okay.
It's guys, aimed at the holy city of Jerusalem.
Yeah, hold
this
on.
Would be a
I'll hit this one of these
international crisis.
One of these buttons, I'm sure, turns it off. Let me
well,
just sort
no,
of
no,
press
no, no,
it
Aunt Patty,
out
no, 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 Aunt Patty, don't just press a button.
Okay, well, I did just press one.
Oh my god,
and it didn't do anything. So I pressed.
No,
the
no, 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 it's counting down.
Okay, now I okay, so it's counting down. I don't know if it was counting down before.
I think you started a countdown.
Okay,
did
I may
start
have started
a countdown. Now, is this an iPhone or a Google?
It's neither.
Can you make the numbers on this bigger?
Can
it's
you,
a little hard for me to
hard
read
to
right
see.
Now.
Ladies, one of us is going to have to stay behind and make sure that this nuclear missile doesn't get fired at Jerusalem.
I'll do it.
No, why would... All right.
Patty, I feel like we all saw that Jenkins was setting up for sort of a heroic martyrdom to sort of undo
here's
all the bad that he had
here's
done.
Here's the sort of thing about
I've only done one bad thing.
Well, yeah, guess that's
well,
true.
Jeremy, something you may not know about the elderly is that in general we are more selfless than the younger generations. I would be shocked if Wendella or Regina weren't also seconds away from saying
that they
would stay
out of the moment. I was moments away from also saying, except for I do want to see how it plays out with
right.
Pierre, so I do have a tiny bit more dog in this
oh,
fight.
For
oh, that's
sure.
funny, dog.
Oh, that is funny.
That is funny.
I would have said, and it's easy to say now when Jenkins and you have already volunteered,
sure.
but I would have, I was going to volunteer.
Okay, so, but you want, Jenkins, you want to do it?
Well, as soon as you volunteered, I thought, you know, maybe this is the time that I learn from my past mistakes. I go back to the big city, I meet a woman, I have another son, and I don't shoot him this time.
I mean, that would be good.
Although it's touch and go, because, you know, I could see him, mistake him for my own old son,
okay,
and shoot
so
him again.
So it feels like
maybe you
just
should,
be,
maybe
yeah.
we should.
All right, I'll stay behind.
Child.
Thank you so much, Jenkins.
You're welcome.
What does staying behind do?
It makes sure the missile doesn't take off
yeah,
and go to Jerusalem.
Yeah. I think there's probably, there's a flash. There's, but it's too close to the moment, the last moment,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
This missile is going to blow up one way or the other. It's been armed, so staying behind, I think, keeps it so it self-destructs the ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
and
of destroying
just,
the holy city
the,
of Jerusalem.
And just the, I think the... Right, go ahead. We'll just go slip off this, yep. It won't be the full nuclear bomb. It'll just be, like, the missile carrying it
okay.
kind of situation.
Right. Okay, good.
Did you see when Bruce Willis has to stay behind on the asteroid?
Yeah,
like no,
that.
I didn't
yeah.
catch
it's,
that
it's
particular
just like that.
Movie.
It's
yeah.
like that.
It's
and,
like
you know,
that.
A flimsily justified,
yeah.
but it helped the narrative.
Would
so.
It help even more if two people stay
yes.
behind?
Yeah,
no, I think it...
It would.
It's a lot more compelling if it's one.
Yeah, if it's
oh,
one
okay.
person.
But actually,
it would mean a lot to me. Somebody else here.
Well, I guess, Aunt Patty, if you want to stay with Jenkins.
I don't, but if Jenkins wants me to stay, then yeah, of course I'll
stay. I mean,
the countdown's
at under a minute now, so we got to
make
a call on this pretty quick.
I can stay. I'll just throw that out there again, because I don't think people believed me when I said earlier that I was willing to stay.
That's so nice. Regina, that's nice.
Okay.
I will also stay. And that, you guys know, I have a new love that I'm giving
wow,
up.
Oh, that's incredible.
If you, can I say, if you stay, can I have his number?
Wait, I was going to stay because we were all staying.
Oh, I thought if you stayed, if the three of you stayed, I would probably go because that's enough.
How many is enough? Because it seems like one is maybe enough.
Right.
But then it sounded like two was better, but three is not good?
It's at 20 seconds now, guys.
Oh, okay.
Gotta make a call.
All right, I'm going to get on the supersonic jet.
Jeremy,
I need
yes.
to share
you
what we got.
Yeah,
yeah. You've got a lot to live for.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's time for the Cat 5 to become the Cat 1. The four of us stay behind.
Oh, I was never really a good cat.
Well, now you are, Jeremy.
Yeah, you are, Jeremy. Believe in yourself.
You have to live our life for all of us. You have to date Pierre. You have to eat crepes.
And
you have to have a son who you don't shoot with a gun.
And take care of collectively over 40 cats.
All right. I'll do it.
Oh, my cats would miss me.
My cats.
No, I can't stay.
I can't stay. I
have
to
go.
I
definitely have to go.
I need to take care of
them. Can you take Jenkins?
Yeah,
you can take. Okay, you stay.
Okay, Jenkins.
Here I go. Back.
We're all getting on the jet.
I'm getting back on the jet.
I'm getting back on the jet.
I'm getting back on the jet. I'm getting back on the jet.
No, sorry, Jenkins. You can't get. You're halfway up the ladder, but you have to stay on the boat.
All right. I'm going back on the boat.
You go. Back on the boat.
I'm going back on the boat.
We'll go up to the jet.
I'm going up to the jet.
No, go back to the boat.
Oh, I'm going back to the boat.
You go back to the boat. We'll go back
to the jet.
I'll go back to the boat.
Oh, no, no, wait. You go back to the jet.
I'll go up to the jet.
I'm now on the jet.
We're all on the jet.
Someone has to go back on the boat.
I think that's me.
Yes,
you go back on the boat.
And then I'll go back on the boat.
No,
I'll stay on the jet.
Bark, bark, I'll come up on the jet.
You come up on the jet. And I'll come up on the jet.
I know you don't come up on the jet.
Roo, roo, roo on the jet.
Fine, you come back on the jet.
Bark,
but someone stays on the boat. Is anyone on the boat?
No,
I'm down on the boat.
Jenkins is down on the boat.
The bomb is up in the plane.
We put the bomb on the jet.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's leave. No, this is the best idea yet. We'll all get on the boat and leave the bomb on the jet.
And we'll put the jet up in space.
And put space in the air.
And put air between us and space.
So I'll go back to the boat.
We'll go back to the boat.
And leave the bomb on the jet.
Up in space.
Bing,
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 bomb. Oh, that looks beautiful.
I'm seeing colors I never saw before.
Is that what red is? Or is it just gray and gray and blue? No, not blue. Gray and white and black and black and gray.
Wait a minute. Who ended up flying the jet? Someone had to pilot it.
Oh. It's not me.
It's not me?
It's not me.
I've sent my son on that jet.
Your son was alive and you put it... Or
you had a second son?
A different son?
Or do you... Are you calling one of those dogs your son? Like your fur?
No, all the dogs are down here.
The dogs are all
down
here.
Dogs, yeah.
No, I brought my second son around with to show him that I could be a good man. Left him on the plane.
Oh, my God.
Jenkins.
I killed my second son.
Jenkins, you're arrested. But the rest of us can be well rested because we saved the world.
We did.
We did it.
I'm still sort of reeling from that, but we did good, I think.
We did good, I think.
I mean, Jerusalem didn't get hit by a bomb, so we did good. Eternal joy.
And
he was the Iron Man all along.
I think that's right, yes. The second son we never met was the most like Iron Man, I bet. And I hope that his heart lives on. Cause we beat the bad boys to make a good world. We beat the bad boys. stop the bad boys, become better boys and girls, and make a good, good world.
The end!
That was The Cat Five Beat the Bat and the Bad Boys, the musical. Yeah, be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heather Ann Campbell and Nick Weiger, thank you so much for doing the show. I was dying laughing for so much of that.
That was a Y'all very fun. That.
What was
a
super fun. Thank you guys for having us.
Oh, of course.
Our pleasure.
So, the new pod on the scene.
The new pod on the scene.
Tell us about it.
Well, basically, if you're a listener of Earwolf Podcast, you may be aware of How Did This Get Made. You likely are aware of How Did This Get Made, where they look at bad movies and roast them. And this is this is pretty much the video game equivalent of that. It's called How Did This Get Played. Heather and I play some really shitty games and also just some really bananas games.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be on an upcoming episode discussing, you know, some of the games we talked about are Sonic 2006. Yeah, Superman 64.
Superman 64.
We're going to talk about...
Did you do Superman 64?
We did
Superman 64.
We did Superman 64. we did the pigeon dating sim, Had a Full Boyfriend. You guys are going to be talking about Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, the arcade game. So yeah, it's just kind of in that world.
Yeah. And most importantly is that Nick and I are slowly eroding our own personal love of video games.
Right.
By the time the podcast is over and concluded, neither of us will like the thing that we used to love.
Yeah.
And then was that the point?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Neither of us foresaw how badly this makes us feel.
Really, really early on. Like we're so few episodes recorded at this point as of this recording, and it already feeling it. It's for me personally, it's similar to my journey with my podcast with Mike Mitchell Doughboys, where I'm a big food lover, and then I've been eating so much shitty food that it just like disgusts me, the thought of like having to have nachos sometimes.
I will say, as a listener, listening to people either talk to you about video games in a podcast or talk about like chain restaurants makes me immediately want to go and do those things.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is a point where...
So thank you for all that you give.
Thank you for all that you give, but sorry
I'm a hero.
Sorry for the sort of like the one ring that you bear that slowly turns you insane for the safety of all.
Right.
On that, we thought we'd wrap about video games.
We're going to wrap about video games. Okay. I don't exactly know what's going to go down here, but we got like a video game-ish wrap.
Here we go.
That was the Mario theme, but with drums. You wanted the video game rap? Here it comes. Coming at you like straight into a pipe. Got that plumber's things on, it's the clothes that you like. What now? I'm here with my brother Luigi. Not cleaning windows with a bucket and squeegee. Up here to step on to the Mushroom Kingdom. Here it comes and it's time to sing, son.
This might come as a surprise, but I do not like video games, that's no lie. I'm not very good at them, as certainly at times. I can't get with their reasons, I can't get with their rhymes. As soon as it stopped being a simple scroll, I was like, no more, thanks for me. I've had my toll. It went back to a specific time where I was a little kid trying to compete in GoldenEye. I'm trying to play with my brother and his friends in the summer, and real quickly it becomes a major bummer, cause I don't know how to navigate and I get confused. So I end up in a corner spinning shot gat loose. Yeah, I always die first in GoldenEye, and at that I was like, no more from me. It made me wanna cry. And as the games get harder and harder, you know that it from me it got farther and farther.
We're playing games. Love him or hate him, you know it's all the same. We're playing games.
Love him or hate him, you know it's all the same.
One player, two player, three player, four. I got so many more players, I got more.
Yeah.
I got 16 bits, I got 64. I don't wanna rap anymore.
Yeah,
game over on the raps.
Yeah, tight, but then early to the quit. Yeah, I like it because it came in hot, and then she was like, more, no, it's not.
Yeah, yo, we're talking about Mario and Luigi using his squeegee. But I'm sorry, yo, I gotta talk about Wario.
Yeah.
What's going on with that evil clone? He's like, Mario's not alone. He's got another one of him that's evil and twisted.
We're talking games.
Love him or hate him, you know it's all the same.
We're playing games.
love him or hate him, you know it's all the same. Okay, you know that Mario, yeah, he has my heart, but only when he's playing that kind in a cart, because that's the one that I can still kind of play, where I don't feel like I would waste my whole day, because those other ones, they make me motion sick. I feel like I've lost too much, I've lost all the tricks, because I can't do it. Once it had two joysticks, that's when I stopped playing.
Sure. Mario Party is a Mario franchise as well. You see it right before your eyes. It first came up for Nintendo 64. Now they're up to 10, maybe even more. They got Mario Tennis as well. They got the rackets. Playing Mario with tennis, gotta have it. Waluigi's in that one as well. He's like a big stretchy Luigi from hell.
Okay, there is one game that I do understand, and okay, I did really enjoy playing Rock Band, especially the good Beatles edition. When I played that one, I would be like, I'm on a mission, because I do this thing where I would call it the Paul Special. This is a real thing about me. Yes, so I would play bass and sing at the same time. That's how I like that game. It's no crime.
You know what game gives me more pleasure than flossing? It is that game called Animal Crossing. I just want to be a man in a small world. It could be a small boy or a small girl. I invite animals over to my house. I interior decorate, I move a couch. I collect all these shelves and books, and I try to sell off my debt to Tom Nook. Games, we're playing games. Love them or hate them, you know it's all the same. We're playing games, we're playing games. Love them or hate them, you know it's all the same.
Well,
video game music is very good.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much, Nick Weiger, Heather Ann Campbell. What do the people need to know? How did this get played? It comes out every
Monday right here on Earwolf.
Yeah, keep playing the Mario Star theme. It's very good.
Very cool. On social media, at HDTGPpod.
Yeah.
There's a P and then pod.
P-pod.
Following.
How did this get played? Pod.
HD, that's an acronym, and then followed by pod.
Pod.
Right.
Two P's.
Two peas in that pod.
Two peas in that pod. Y'all are two peas in a pod.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening. Give it up for Brett on the fret. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Dana Wicks on the sticks. Ooh, Dana Wickens.
Get actual applause for the first time
in
their lives.
They're clapping.
Thank you, Earwolf, for having us on the network. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, all the sleepy babies in the Facebook group. Thank you, everyone who has bought the poster for our 100th episode. There are still a few left, but maybe. I don't know that. There were not a lot left, and we're recording these in advance. So if they're there, get one. If they're not, sorry.
Or this has been edited.
Yeah, this is probably gone now, but there's music playing, so that's going to be hard.
Or it hasn't been edited. No one understands time, but we do understand this, as we say at the end of every episode.
Ooh, if you're on a secret mission with a cat on a boat,
you have my permission
to
attack
all three. That's two.
And then gloat.